Hi, welcome to another Expert Insights discussion. Are you a hotelier but not a marketing specialist? Do you hear people talk about moving potential guests through the funnel and wonder what on earth are they talking about? Well, this discussion might be of interest to you. Today we're joined again by Paul Sakir from Mirai. After the last three videos where Paul outlined digital marketing in some detail, today he summarizes the upper, middle and lower funnel, how they work together, what is the purpose of each, what action should you be taking, and how do you track the impact? Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started.
Hi, Paul. How are you? I understand you're not very well, so asking you how are you is probably not a good start. How's the throat today? Is it better?
Well, yes, it's better. I think that we can do it. I'm feeling better than the other days that I have no voice at all.
Oh, well, look, I really appreciate you joining us again today. And we're at the final video of our four video series. So of each of the previous one, we've kind of gone into a little bit more detail. Today, you're going to summarize those elements for us, the upper funnel, the mid funnel, and the lower funnel. So in view of your time, but more your throat and how long we maybe have you available to speak to us, let's start with summarizing. Let's start because we want to filter down here and end up at the lower mm-hmm. funnel where we can have real impact. So let's start at the upper funnel and just give us then that summary again of upper funnel, where we're spending our money, metrics, and let's dig into that for a few minutes.
Okay, well, thank you again, Trevor. And it was interesting and amazing to participate with you. So I think that we did a complete journey around digital marketing activity.
And
if I have to summarize a little bit what digital marketing activity on the upper funnel, I think that some of the key points is that it's the advertising that refers to activity that reaches users before they are aware of your brand. Mm-hmm. So what we are doing here is to build brand and having brand awareness,
yep,
and everything related with that.
Gotcha. Okay.
So in the end, what we are looking here is to position your brand in the top of mind of the user, mm-hmm, to be a real choice at the time of the user needs to take a decision. Mm-hmm. So you need to be there before taking the decision,
yep,
to be considered.
Okay, I've got you. So it's so then in terms of you're thinking about the audience differently and how you're trying to engage with that audience, yeah?
Yeah, in here the audience that you have to reach is the target of your property, of your hotel.
Yeah.
And here remember that you are going to proactively go into this audience. They are not searching for any hotel or any holidays, but you know that they are the one that matches perfectly with the target that you want at your hotel.
Got you.
So you need to, the most efficient way of doing upper funnel activity should be something creative, mm-hmm, that can help you to transmit a little bit how your brand is and with which are your attributes to convince the user.
Okay,
so it makes that the most common digital marketing channels are the display activity, mm-hmm, even programmatic TV, which is something popular on certain big hotel chains, mm-hmm, but also social could be interesting, and video through YouTube,
gotcha,
is another of the main marketing channels where to invest in the upper funnel.
I've got you. So it's really about the quality of your advertising and then thinking more about reach into how are you going to reach your audience. So what are the metrics that we're measuring then?
Absolutely, Trevor. It's all about reach. Mm-hmm. It's about impressions. That could be one of the main KPIs to consider. And also there are kind of metrics like brand lift studies that help you to understand how this investment has an impact on your brand.
Okay.
And from an e-commerce point of view, we also keep in mind the new traffic that we can acquire with this, this activity and the viewability of all the display campaigns or video campaigns that we are doing.
Got you. And so if you had to have one kind of summary line that articulates what the upper funnel is all about, what would that be?
So the upper funnel is about brand awareness. So it means that it's not about reservations. So you need to consider that the KPIs to assess your activity should be related with this viewability, this brand awareness, and this brand lift that you want to consider, you want to get with this activity.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I guess that's an important when looking at it from a return on investment, because if you're expecting to invest in upper funnel and you're then looking to see, have we got more bookings, then you're connecting the wrong pieces there. It's brand awareness, yes. not reservations per se.
Yeah, it will help in the midterm to get more reservations, but no,
not as a direct relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It contributes to generate more sales in the future.
Got you. That makes sense. So let's do the same thing with the mid funnel then. So in terms of the mid funnel, if you kind of just give us some headline points to remind us what the mid funnel is all about.
Yeah, mid funnel is a consideration stage of the customer journey. And what we are looking in the mid funnel activity is engagement with the user.
Okay.
I mean, in this stage, the user is already searching and looking for the next stay at the hotel. So we want to be considered by those users. And what we are looking here is to looking for new demand, but it should be qualified demand. I mean, we are not going to search for somebody who is looking whatever. We wanted to target our audience, the one that fits perfectly with our hotel. And it's very important because it contributes to feed the low funnel audience.
Okay.
I mean, by doing activity on the mid funnel, you are helping to increase the low funnel activity, which is the most efficient. We will see then, but it's something that we have to keep in mind for this stage, mid funnel activity.
I've got you. And also, how does it tie in with the upper funnel and the brand awareness piece? If you've got like a mid funnel strategy.
Well, the connection is because all the activity that you are doing in the upper funnel will help in the mid funnel, because the user already considers you if they have already been impacted by an upper funnel activity.
Okay.
So it's better to a user to consider a brand that already know.
I've got
and
you.
This happens if you have been doing something before in the upper funnel.
Understand. And I guess also just picking up on that point, I'm guessing if you spend money in the upper funnel, but you then don't have any mid funnel to support that, you've raised your brand awareness, but then because you're looking for that engagement, when they've come to engage with you, if you're not there ready to engage with them, switch off and go to one of your competitors that's also been spending in the upper funnel. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is that fair. That's correct. And even remember that if you are not there, the OTAs will be there. So you are building your brand, and probably if you are not in the mid funnel activity, this specific audience can be making a reservation through an OTA.
I'm on with you. Yes. So you've raised their awareness to it, but now they go to an OTA because you're not doing any. Right. Okay. Okay. I've
so
got you.
This is something that could happen. Remember that you are positioning your hotel, not specifically your website. It's the hotel overall and the attributes of your brand. So in the end, the user imagine the user is on TripAdvisor, mm-hmm. and he or she is looking for your hotel, mm-hmm. and you have been doing upper funnel. So this person is considering really
yes.
your hotel.
And that's what you said, is that considering. Yeah. I've got you. Yeah.
But there is no slot for the data channel.
Yeah.
But there is a slot from Expedia, from Booking, from different OTA.
Yeah.
So it's possible that the user finally clicks on the wrong one.
I've got you. So, okay. So if in the upper funnel, we're doing that display marketing, video marketing, as you said, more recently, programmatic advertising, where are we living? Where are we spending our money for that mid funnel activity?
Mm-hmm. Well, nowadays, the most of the digital marketing channels allow consideration activity. Mm-hmm. It depends on the strategy, mm-hmm. instead of the channel itself.
Okay.
But the most common ones are doing some Google campaigns.
Okay.
Paid search campaigns, mm-hmm. but not related with your brand coverage. Mm-hmm. I mean, long tail generic campaigns, trying to appear on these kind of searches related mm-hmm. with hotel in London, hotel in Paris, whatever. Yep. Also, meta searches are very interesting with the sponsor placement activity, mm-hmm. where you are boosting to the first positions your hotel mm-hmm. in a hotel destination page within the meta search.
Okay.
Imagine that your hotel is the number 225. So with the sponsor placement, you can boost to the first or second position, which is great because it helps you to be considered by the users.
Yep.
Okay. But also display or social are very interesting. And in here, I think that the key point is that you need to use the right target and try to combine with the travel audience segmentation in order to go to the most qualified traffic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Understood. And so I'm guessing then that as well, we're not guessing, based on the previous videos we've done, I know the metrics are different. I shouldn't have to guess. We've just spent lots of time talking about this. So what are the specific metrics we're thinking about in the mid funnel then as compared to different ones?
In here, we always check the CTR, which is the click-through rate, how many times people click versus how many impressions from a banner or from an ad.
Mm-hmm.
The impressions also is the metric. And then related with the behavior of the user with your website, we can also consider the bounce rate
mm-hmm.
or the average time on page
mm-hmm.
in order to be, let's say, comfortable with this consideration by
yep.
the user. I mean, a user that goes to your website and stay just for 2 seconds is not
the
person that is considering you.
However,
if it stays, so I don't know, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, so there is an interest behind.
Got you. Nope, makes a lot of sense. And you gave us a simple summary point for the upper funnel. What's a core summary point for the mid-funnel,
would
you say?
So in here, I always using the same analogy, which is the football. And mid-funnel is like a midfielder.
Okay, yep.
This is for the striker.
I've got
so
you.
So in other terms, this is where we feed the lower funnel.
I've got you. So the striker is our lower funnel where we're looking at the conversions. We're going to
that's
talk about
it.
That in a minute. But if he's not getting the ball, they can't pull the ball in the back of the net, then that's your mid-funnel piece.
Yeah, the idea is that you have to think in mid-funnel at something, I would say even always on, in order to feed the low funnel and wider. I don't know if it's correct or not, wide, but
yeah, widen, increase, yeah.
To increase the low funnel and assure the volume of revenue that you are getting from the low funnel activity.
Perfect. Brilliant. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So the last piece of this jigsaw puzzle is the lower funnel. So probably a bit more to kind of summarize in here, but kind of just take us through your summary thought process? What are the things that, as a reminder, we need to consider at the lower funnel?
Yeah, in here, the low funnel, I think that we need to recap a little bit about something else, not just the low funnel. And we have to think that the main purpose for having a website is to grow your business. So it means that you need to convert the users into sales at the most convenient cost of acquisition. So with this idea in mind, you should invest traffic to your website and try to, let's say, recapture the lost revenue, which is in the hands of the OTAs. So you are not doing anything, but you are in an OTA. So all the users that already know your brand, you need to recapture these users and try to get the sales through your website. So this is something that we have to keep in mind. With having said that, we need to consider that the current demand that you already have is the one that you should cover and should be your priority. And well, the thing is, acquiring this current demand is the most efficient paid activity that you can do. So low funnel, in the end, is a kind of a channel shift game. The users already want to make a reservation on in your hotel.
They are going to book somewhere.
It's not incremental, but you can be more efficient, and you can grow your business, and you can increase your numbers if you get this reservation with you instead of distribution.
Got you. Okay, and you spoke about websites as well, because again, we're here talking about digital marketing activity, but as you say, you can spend all that money, whether it be upper funnel, mid funnel, lower funnel, if they arrive at your website and the website is rubbish, difficult to navigate, poor experience, poor booking engine, then almost all the money that you've spent in whichever part is almost going to be wasted, because the moment, and I think that was the point you were emphasizing when you first start off, isn't it? That the need to have a website is just as critical. Otherwise, I think we spoke about this in, I can't remember which video it was, but it's like putting a load of people into a coach or a bus, driving them to your store. So you've got them all interested in going to your store, driving them to your store. And then when you turn up, it looks rubbish and old and tired and broken down and needs a new coat of paint or a big refurbishment. And that's the same principle, isn't it? I think sometimes we forget that, you know, just because it's online, if we were doing it in a physical world, there's no way we would drive somebody to a store and make it hard for them to walk through the door, or make the outside of that store look, you know, as if the paint's peeling off or windows are broken or bits and pieces. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Your money.
Yes. It's the same principle.
Totally. Yes. And we have to make it simple. We have to think in three big pillars. One is technology, that includes the booking engine, that it's absolutely important to have a strong one. But not just the booking engine. You need to assure the user experience and all the functionalities that you need within your website should be there to assure the best experience ever for the user. Then you have the strategy, the distribution strategy that should be focused on direct channel if you want to succeed. And with these two pillars, then you can have the digital marketing in place. But you need to work with these other two pillars in place. Understood. If not, you are wasting money. You are going to make the best digital marketing ever, but if your website is rubbish, you are not going to convert. So is not the idea.
So if we take the if we take a kind of retail analogy, because you like your football analogies as well. So if I pick up on that, so your booking engine would be, so if I'm walking into a store, I want someone who's at the register, the till register, who's helpful, who's easy to communicate with, who's going to ring up my purchases, put them in a bag nice and neatly, make it really easy for me, and, you know, maybe help and guide me in the store, so to speak. So mm-hmm. I need somebody there. That's my booking engine. Help me make the sale nice and easy. The website is obviously the store that we've mm-hmm. touched on. And that's got to look smart, and it's got to be modern and up to date and with current trends and easy to walk around the store and navigate and make me feel welcomed. And then you've got the marketing bit, which is if I was paying somebody to walk up and down the street with a banner or something, getting them to come to the store. Well, if I spend all the money getting somebody to promote my store, and then the store looks old and tired, and then when they walk in, the staff aren't interested, or I don't have somebody at a till ready to make a sale, then that's no different to spending money on digital marketing, but having a poor website and then having a booking engine that is really ineffective. And that's how these three things all hang together, isn't it? You know, how retail has always worked. You've always looked to have decent people in the store. You've looked to have a modern store. You've looked to promote your store. It's the same concept, isn't it?
Is exactly the same, and with some advantage in the digital marketing activities that or on internet that you can measure everything.
So you
have enough data to take the right decisions.
Yeah, so you can look at it and say when we sent people to this part of town, we didn't get many people coming in, but when we sent them to this part of town, we got loads. So we'll send more people, more times. Yeah. So it's the same thing. It's using that data to let you know in a digital space where you can be putting that money, so you can see that traffic. So let's talk a little bit on that then. So where are we spending our money? So we'll look at where we're spending the money in the lower funnel, and then we'll look at those metrics. So where are we spending the money? What is that activity?
Yeah, in here I think that we need to spend where the demand is,
and
right now to know and understand where the demand that already knows your brand is. So the most popular is on paid search, Google or Bing with the brand searches for your specific hotel that you need to cover that, and also meta search where there is a request by the user, so you know that the user is searching for you. I think that those one are the most important one. But then, as you mentioned, we need to keep in mind about the website and the quality of the user experience within the website, so we don't have to forget the SEO,
which is very important
too. And then the rest of non-paid digital marketing channels that are already related with your current demand.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, mail marketing with your CRM and your database.
Okay.
Users already know you, so you can explode your database in order to get the best relation with your users or already guests that have been staying with you in the past.
Understood. Now, we spoke a bit on the upper funnel about the social platforms in terms of brand awareness. Do social platforms come in at all at lower funnel, or is it mainly different?
Yeah.
Different media?
Social could be also interesting at two different levels. The one is with the organic social with your post and your community, which is already current demand because they already know your brand.
Yep.
And on the other hand, if we think with paid media activity, we should take a look at the remarketing campaigns within paid social and even with display activity. Remember that remarketing campaigns are those users that already surfed on your website,
but
they didn't make a reservation.
Yeah.
So we can try to give them a second life with a remarketing campaign to convince them that our website is the best option for our hotel.
Very good. And in terms of some metrics then, the metrics are obviously different at the lower funnel. Just give us a reminder of what we're looking at, there.
Yeah. Here the metrics are clear, are related with performance. Mm-hmm. So we are always looking at the ROAS, the return of ad spend, conversion rate, and also the traffic and even the cost of the activity, which is the average CPC, and because we are talking about performance, so we need to control two variables, cost and return. Gotcha. So we can play with both. That's why we need also to consider which is the way of paying or participating in those channels. That's why CPCs or CPMs or CPAs are the one that we need to control too.
Understood. And finally, as we've done with the upper and middle funnel, summary, just if you were to summarize the lower funnel and what the lower funnel is all about and why you should be there.
So it's the most efficient activity that you can do, and you need to cover your demand. So you need to invest your money in here, first of all, to compete against the OTAs.
Okay, very simple. That's where you're likely to see a much greater correlation about I've spent money, what have I got for it?
Yes.
And as you say, and it's that shift, isn't it? It's that shifting them. They're going to book. We're already in a place where they're ready to book. We're just trying to shift them either from our competitor to us, yes, or more likely from an OTA to us. And this is how we can how we can compete against the OTAs in that space. Brilliant. So in terms of thinking about your voice as well, if we were to look at your last bit, you know, if we're kind of wrapping up in this last of the four videos, if we were thinking of last final thoughts or final bit of advice, what would that be?
My voice still holds. So
a couple of minutes, we'll do that.
Yeah, we have been talking about a lot of things, and sometimes I think that it could be a little bit difficult, or at least not as simple as probably most of people could think, but no one say that direct channel sales were easy or cheap. So if you want to succeed, digital marketing is not enough. Mm-hmm. You need to work hard also on your distribution strategy, and as I mentioned previously, and you need to have the right technology, including a strong booking engine. Mm-hmm. And once you have that, then you'll be ready to work on your advertising campaigns.
Gotcha.
To try to guess the most out of them to increase your web sales.
Yeah.
So with this ecosystem in place, our approach is always starting from the low funnel activity. Mm-hmm. And because it's, as I mentioned, the most efficient media spend that you can do. And then expand your scope of your activity as long as you have a consistent ROAS that allows you to grow your business.
Perfect. Brilliant. Well, I'm delighted that you could join us. I'm even more delighted that your voice held out. Otherwise, this could have been a very different interview. But more importantly, also thank you for all the time that you've invested in the previous videos and for going through. And as best we can, try and break it down and explain it in hopefully a slightly more simplified way that's easier to grasp. So really, really appreciated spending the time. Really enjoyed spending the time talking with you. It's been good fun. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Trevor. And for me, has been also very interesting and amazing chatting with you.
Well, I hope that was of interest. And thanks again to Power for joining us, not only today, but in our three previous conversations. If you have any thoughts or views on the discussions we've had, please feel free to reach out. You can reach us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. And if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.